Hi guys, this is Tunde Praise. Welcome to my podcast. So good to have you here. I'm excited that you are listening to my voice tonight or this morning or this afternoon, wherever you are, your time zone in the world. So if this is your first time, this is the Reset podcast. I do this once in a while, but by popular demand, it looks like I'm going to be here for a while. So let me ask you, how is your day going? Or how's your morning? How is your evening? Depending on the part of the world that you are. I'm glad that you're here, really. You know, the fact that you're here is a pointer to the fact that you want to grow, that you have an unsatiable thirst for knowledge, man. People ask me a lot of questions. Your dimensions, why, how do you get into this very strange, unusual dimensions? I'm sure that if you read my writings, sometimes I do that a lot on my WhatsApp. I write a lot of stuff on magazines, newsletters, and all that. And then I get emails from a lot of people. I get people asking me, what's up with your dimension? I like your thought process. I like your depth. I like your perspective. How did you, you know, get to this level and all that? Well, let me say that God is the giver of wisdom. God is the giver of knowledge. I've had a few experiences in life that I believe that I'll be able to share later in the future. I've gone through a series of unimaginable, you know, I've dealt with stuff that you can't think of, but really, you know, there is nothing new under the sun. My experience brought me to this level. Everything I've been through, I've gone through, and in one way or the other, added to my search for answers. You know, at a very young age, I discovered that I was looking for answers for a lot of questions. I just wanted to know why things are like this. Why do bad things happen to good people? You know, why is the world like this and all that? And I believe that when we begin to ask questions, we'll begin to find answers. We might not find all the answers, but you will find some. So curiosity was my thing. I was a very curious person. I like to know everything. And that drove me to read a lot, go for a lot of counsel, then think a lot. You know, I think a lot about things. You know, so that's what brought me to where I am. And then, of course, my knowledge of Christ, you know, and his words also, you know, largely impacted, you know, my thirst for wisdom. I understand that some of you listening to this podcast are not Christians, you know. What I must say that Jesus in my life had been one of the greatest influences, you know, of my life. Anyway, so today I'm going to be talking about something I preached in church, and it was a very impactful time. So yes, preparing for failure. You know, that title sounds a little bit controversial. Why would you preach a message for people to prepare for failure? Who wants to fail? Why do I want to fail? You know, first and foremost, you need to understand that everything in the world does not prepare for failure. All the motivational stuff that we hear, all the books that we read, all the preachers, the pastor preach, everything is preparing us for success. Success. You can do it. You're called to do it. You're great. You're smart. You're this, you're that. That is all you hear. Nobody is telling you what if. You know, there's a place of faith. I understand that there's a place of faith. And sometimes, because we don't want to sound negative or pessimistic, we try to encourage people, raise their hopes, you know, make them understand that yes, you can do it, you can do it, there's no room for failure, you know. But I try to, you know, with all due respect, I need you to understand that there is room for failure. That's number one. I need you to understand that there is room for failure. You know, the question is, why fail? Sorry, I beg your pardon. You know, so the question is, why fail? There is room for failure. Because if we don't fail, we will not appreciate success. What you have in the word today is that nothing is preparing us for the other side. Nothing is preparing us for the flip side. Every message, every book you read, everybody's talking about success, 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 success. But the truth is this. Most times, all the time in life, life always have a way of surprising us. You see, the Bible says something, says that the race is not to the swift or to the strongest. So in a way, there is always a flip side to everything. You know, the majority of time, failing has a negative connotation, and I mean, rightfully so. No one likes nor intends to come up with failure, and no one wants to fail. However, failure is necessary to become great at something. I want you to write that down. Failure is necessary, is absolutely necessary to become great at something. You see, if you are afraid to fail, it's a sign that you are not ready for greatness. Let me tell you something. If you are afraid to fail, it's a sign that you are not ready for greatness. Failure is the key to greatness. To be great in life, you must fail at something. You fail, and you fail again. So, anybody that tells you that failure is not your portion is not doing you well. Failure should be your portion because failing is the key to greatness. If you really want something in life, you have to be willing to fail to get it. Let me give an example. Someone like Michael Jordan, that's a man who reached the highest level of success possible in his craft. Then I read something he said. He said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game winning shots and missed. I've failed over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." Michael Jordan had missed 9,000 shots in his career. You guys don't get it. He's missed 9,000 shots in his career. He's lost almost 300 games. But the man said, "I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." So now, if you are running from failure, it's a sign that you are not going to succeed. You see, there are some prayers we pray in church that they are not prayers with understanding. If you pray to God, "God, I don't want to fail," what you are telling God is that, "God, I don't want to be great." When you look up to heaven and say, "Heaven, help me, there is no failure in my DNA, there is no this, there is no that," what you're just telling God is that you don't want to be great. Because you see, write this down. Mastery comes in the place of failing. Mastery comes in the place of failing. You see, Malcolm Gladwell's 10-hour rule, he said it takes 10,000 hours of practice to achieve mastery in a field. It takes 10,000 hour rule. You see, that is Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hour rule. The guy said it takes 10,000 hours of practice to achieve mastery in a field. Regardless if you believe in this rule or not, we can all agree that it takes a lot of time and practice to become a master at something. You want to become a master at something? It takes hours, days of practice at that thing to become a master artist. So, given that it could take 10,000 hours to become successful at something, wouldn't you rather become successful in life earlier rather than later? You never regret failing earlier because it just means you will have a greater chance of becoming successful earlier. Because that is the thing. When creating a startup company, you want to fail as fast as you can before your company develops into a more mature business where those failures can become very costly. So now what I'm trying to say here is that failing early in life is good, because by the time you enter into another phase in your life, you had already had mastery. So it's always advisable for you to make all the mistakes you want to make in life at your early age, so that by the time you're in your 30s, in your 40s, everything is clear. You know what you want to do with your life. You know, and then you have gained mastery. But if you are running from failure, and it is at 40 that you now understand that you cannot run from failure, because you see, what you don't understand is this. Your path is your path. If you wake up at 40, you will still make the mistakes you need to make. So if it takes you 10 years, that means you will be a wise man at 50. But a wise man at 20 who realizes that, you know what, the path to greatness is by failing. Let me start working on everything I need to work on right now. Let me just fail to learn, fail to be better, fail to develop mastery. So I can give you examples and examples of people who failed at something, and at the end of the day, they became a master at that thing. So preparing for failure. Number one, understand that you will fail in life. Understand that failure is part of life. You cannot and you can never, ever avoid failing. If you avoid failing, it means you're not ready for greatness. So, how do you prepare for failure? Number one, establish these rules, because you will fail in life. But you have to understand that. Now, what we do sometimes in life is to have an emotional reaction to everything. There are two things every situation is trying to teach you, and I need you to listen to me carefully. Every time you have an experience in life, the experience you have in life is trying to teach you two things. Now, every experience you have in life is trying to tell you what you need to start doing and what you need to stop doing. I want you to write this down. Every experience that you have in life is teaching you two things. That is what you need to start doing and what you need to stop doing. So, in order for you to prepare for failure, you need to understand that when you fail, failure is coming to teach you something. Number one, what you need to start doing and what you need to stop doing. Never forget that. So that is why when you fail, because you will fail, never take failure personal. I want you to write that down. Never take failure personal. You fail at something, you are not the failure. You fail at something, you are not a failure. So never ever take failure personal. Sorry, I just had to break this into two parts. I had a call and I needed to take. So it's still a podcast preparing for failure. Yes. So you need to understand that when you fail, you need to understand that failure is a teacher, and failure is coming to basically teach you some basic rules and, you know, teach you some basic stuff that you need. So you need to understand that when you fail, you are not the failure. When you fail, is not you that failed. You failed at something. You failing at something is a different thing. You're not a failure. You failed at the particular thing that you were trying to do. You failed at a particular project that you're trying to do. Number two, you need to understand that the reason why you failed, or the reason why you are going to fail, is because failure is a messenger. So you have to prepare for that. Prepare number two. You know how, you know, preparing for failure. You need to understand that failure is coming as a teacher. And as I told you earlier, that everything you go through in life is teaching you two things: what you need to start doing and what you need to stop doing. Never forget that. Failure is coming to teach you what you need to start doing and what you need to stop doing. So never take failure personal. Don't get into all those emotional traumas, crying over yourself. I mean, it's okay to cry. anyway, but don't dwell on it. You know, don't dwell on it, you know, move ahead, you know, so don't dwell on that. Don't just stay there, thinking over yourself, making yourself like you've, like your life is no more meaningful, blah, blah, blah. You know how people do all those things? No, you failed at something, you are not the one that failed. Failure is a teacher, so you need to prepare for that. The reason why people go into depression after failing is because they are getting the wrong message. Because you see, depression is an emotional reaction to a situation. So what happens when you depress is you get into that mood, you start thinking about your life, and your head, your mind, everywhere, the devil starts suggesting negative things for you. Because the goal of the enemy is that you don't get the message failure is trying to pass across to you. Failure is actually your friend. Failure is not a bad guy. When you fail at something, failure is telling you there's something you need to stop doing and there's something you need to start doing. So the reason why people are depressed is because we don't tell them ahead that, yo, you are going to fail at something. You are going to see your friends that looks like they are better than you. Those things are telling you what you need to stop doing and what you need to start doing. That is the whole essence of everything. You need to understand that. And you need to be prepared. Because my dear brothers and sisters, you will fail at something. You might fail at your marriage. You might fail at your relationship. You might fail at your business. You might fail at your work with God. You need to understand that you are not the one that failed. You are not a failure. You failed at something. And that experience or that stuff that you're going through right now, when failure comes, you need to understand and to not allow failure to define you. Be prepared for failure, because failure will come. But never forget this words of mine. When failure comes to you, failure is teaching you two things: what you need to stop doing and what you need to start doing. Number two, get the message. Take stock, learn, and adapt. Get the message. Get what failure is trying to pass to you. And don't dwell on it. Don't feel bad about it. That's number three. Don't dwell on it. Don't feel bad about it. Now, immediately you get the message, train the strategy. Never forget this. Immediately you get the message, change the strategy. The key to becoming great in life is to allow failure to teach you. If you're running away from failure, you might never, ever, ever make it alive. Greatness is for people who are not afraid to fear, to fail. So never be afraid to be great. You will fail. There's nothing you can do about it. That's just the reality of life. You see people that are better than you. You go on Instagram, you see pictures of people that are better than you. You see pictures of people that are doing more than you are. You see, anytime you fail at something, this is the only point you get. Just remember that failure is telling you something. What you need to start doing and what you need to stop doing. And immediately you adapt to that, you will discover that your next level is going to be success. Now, why this message is important is this: so that before you succeed, when you fail at something, so that you don't stay there, so that you don't get depressed, so that you don't think it's over for you. It's not over for you. Failure is a messenger. So let me give you a summary of what I've said. I'm still going to do a part two of this message. Failure is a messenger. You will fail. So how do you prepare for failure? When you fail, you need to understand that failure is teaching you one thing: what you need to start doing and what you need to stop doing. Number two, immediately you get that, adapt. Number three, don't dwell on it. The reason why people are depressed into this world is because they dwell on failure. You know, they just dwell on that part. No. Don't do that. Pick up yourself. Try it again. And never forget this: you will keep repeating a class until you get the message. If you don't get the message failure is trying to pass to you, you will keep repeating that class. That is life, and that's the reality of life. So it's better you quickly get the message failure is trying to pass to you, so that you can move on to success. I want to believe that these few points, you know, these few things I've said, have been a blessing to you. I have the complete message. You can always order for that. I can get it to you, you know, anywhere you are, free delivery. If you just want it, just send me a mail at tundeproisebookings@gmail.com or at 08032291430. You know, so it's a message at Christian Church, but this is a podcast anyway. So, and it's late, so I can. This is all I can take for tonight. So please never forget, get prepared for failure. Failure is coming with a message. What you need to start doing and what you need to stop doing. Pick up yourself. Don't stay there. Don't get depressed. Move on. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you so much. Bye.